Today's message is 102.7 Mike in the Afternoon, along with Jill. It is time now for the Water Cooler Conversations. Do you like metal music, Jill?
I'm not a diehard fan. Listen to a little metal, but nothing crazy.
Yeah. I know. There's some that is like, all right, that's pretty cool. And, you know, classic. Some of the classic stuff, heavy metal stuff. And then there's stuff that's like, man, I can only handle this so long. Because I would be, I'd be hurting. But you must have missed it last weekend because it was the world's largest heavy metal festival last weekend.
Oh, I'm really sad I missed it.
Yeah, there were 75,000 people gathered.
I feel like the rally is bigger than that.
It is. And so we've got the rally going, but we don't have an international story like this one because it wasn't the festival. It wasn't the fact that it's heavy metal. It was the fact of two of the attendees that are now being famous for it. And it's a couple of German guys. And the concert was Wacken Open Air. It featured the likes of Judas Priest and Danzig and stages to Faster, Harder, and Louder. And it was these two German men who allegedly fled their nursing home in order to go.
Very nice.
Yeah. So there's just,
if you want to go, you want to go.
Well, that's what happened. And these guys apparently escaped the nursing home. And it created this search for these guys. And they're all wondering, oh, my God, are they okay? Are they okay?
Yeah, they're fine. They're rocking out.
They were rocking out. And their fingers up in the air. They're like, woo! Don't. And then police found them. At 3 a.m.
Yeah, were they drunk?
They were still going, man. I don't know whether
probably.
They were drunk or whether they probably brought some meds from the nursing home.
Yeah.
Shared them with people in line with them. Yeah. That's how they were getting their beer money.
Right.
And whenever the police found them, they said they were disoriented and dazed.
You don't say.
And refusing to go with them.
Well, I mean, it's not a jail. Yeah. Do you have to stay there?
Yeah.
Depending
on their situation or whatever the rules are in Germany. But they wanted to stay. And they were, however, returned to the nursing home.
Nice.
Which means they've got stories.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like.
Everybody's jealous of them.
Well, I think of like an old Beavis and Butthead. You know, it just seems like that's who these guys were. This is the premise for the next Beavis and Butthead movie. And they get back there, and the police had a statement that just said simply, they obviously like the Metal Fest better.
Right, but can't they just ask somebody if they can go?
Yeah.
Or is it more fun to sneak out like you're in high school over again?
Probably more fun to sneak out. And
I guess.
Maybe it's a thing that's just frowned upon, that they don't want to take them to...
Maybe.
Like an all-night metal festival.
I still think they should be allowed to go.
Right.
They're old enough to make their own decisions.
Probably not, Jill. That's probably what the problem is they're not able to make their own decisions. They're old enough. They're just
they
not
are old
able
enough.
To make their own decisions.
Well, they did.
Yeah. They also might have thought it was okay to drive a motorcycle off a bridge or something, and you'd probably have to say...
No, they just wanted to listen to some rock and roll.
That's right. Let's put this in perspective. See, now I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
You're not saying that...
Back in their day, that's all it was.
They couldn't be allowed to do something really stupid, but yet going to a heavy metal concert, that doesn't sound so stupid. So you're right, Jill.
They just couldn't figure out how to get home, apparently.
Right. Well, let's petition on their behalf then. So
yeah.
I'll send you over as a...
So they don't get in trouble.
Their representative. Yes, and that's probably the thing. They're probably looking for somebody to go, all right, hey, Jill, you're assigned to these dudes. You're responsible.
That'd be a fun job.
That might change. It would be fun for them. I'm sure it's like, really? We get her? Woo! We've heard stories.
Yeah.
Everybody's heard the Mike and Jill stories.
They would have fun with me. Yeah.
All right, there you go. Let's look at the Water Cooler Conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's best hits. It's 102.7.